Bris Mila tips, what is a kvater? The role of the kvater is to bring the baby from the mother to his father at the start of the bris ceremony. Now the term is Yiddish, probably comes from the word kivater, which means like the father. Those of Germanic descent might pronounce the word givater with the umlaut over the E. There are different customs related to who is honored to play this role, particularly as pertains to what is called a segula, a special merit to achieve a certain result. Now, I'm not going to discuss here the general benefits of segulas. That's certainly a topic of a different kind of discussion. But the, at least as far as the kvater is concerned, the major segula of this role is for the people who are not yet parents to serve as a kvater in order to merit to become parents, just as they are participating in the bris, just as the woman and the man are like the mother and the father of the baby in the way they are bringing him to his bris, they should merit to have a child, and if he's a boy, to bring him to his bris. Now, before the age of the mega mom and the do-it-yourself ladies of today, whom we admire very much, by the way, women would not really attend a bris in the way they do now. The mother might be in a different room or building, possibly even being forced to rest by all of her relatives or the attendants who were taking care of her after her having given birth. And the baby would be brought to his bris. Either it would take place in the house or maybe somewhere else. Who would bring the baby? Well, a woman who is trustworthy to the mother. So who would this woman give the baby to? To the baby's father, surely, except that it was considered immodest for a woman to hand something to a man who is not her husband in a public ceremony. So she would give the baby to her husband, who would bring the baby to his, in other words, to the baby's father. Now, I have not yet met a mother who chose to hide in a room somewhere while the bris takes place in a different building. Some mothers don't like to be in the actual room of the bris, but they're at least present. So why do we still have the kvater? Let the mother bring her son to his bris. So there are a few reasons why the kvater is still used, and other thoughts to consider when choosing a kvater. I'm going to give four reasons. So number one, married couples, who of course observe the laws of Nida, are not supposed to pass things to each other on account of rules which limit certain practices between husband and wife during the Nida period. Now, while Nida status is usually a private affair, a woman who has given birth is known to be in the status of Nida on account of her having given birth. So, in a public Jewish ceremony, we help them follow the rules by having the kvater couple as their go-between. A second reason for why the kvater is still used is because some situations and circumstances do not make the mother's entrance possible, such as in certain synagogues or smaller rooms which have limited space. As such, the male half of the kvater is in the room anyway, or at least it's comfortable for him to walk through a crowd, and he'll take the baby from his wife to bring the baby to the ceremony. A third reason is that the segula to have a child, which I mentioned before, is something that some people put a lot of stock in. Why not give them the opportunity if it would be meaningful to them? And who knows, maybe it could help this childless couple have the child they desperately yearn for, or even if they haven't been married that long, you know, which the segula is certainly harmless at worst and may be helpful at best. And the fourth reason is in a ceremony with limited participation, particularly for women, because most of the honors consist of holding the baby briefly. That's for everybody, but it provides an opportunity to have more people hold the baby. Many people like to get additional, what I call kvater people involved, to give additional grandmothers, great aunts, friends and the like, the opportunity to participate. It also provides more opportunities for photographs, which is certainly not a halachic consideration, but in modern day it's meaningful to a lot of people. What I try to do when I conduct a bris is a simple rule. I'd like the women pass the baby to one another first, and the last woman gives the baby to her husband before other men who may be involved in this handoff ceremony will take up their role. Now, what if a person doesn't have any childless married friends? Do you need to search far and wide in order to do that, or to find such a couple? or are there others who could serve as a kvater? Are we stuck to this married couple who don't have kids? So the answer is no. I mean, the couple should ideally be married to one another. Some people will give it the kvater honor to the baby's aunt and uncle, or to a great aunt and a great uncle, or even the baby's grandparents in some cases. In the case that a married couple is not available, or they're being utilized for something else, the honor can also be given to a male-female team whose contact with one another would not be considered immodest in a public Jewish ceremony. So, for example, a mother and a son, or a father-daughter team would be appropriate. Probably a brother-sister team could also work. One note of sensitivity is, some people may see that there is a couple who do not have children that have been kvater many times. So is it appropriate to continue to give it to them? So it really depends. If they believe in the segula and want to play the role again, it's appropriate to give it to them as many times as possible, but they have to be sensitive. If they seem to be remorseful, or if it seems to be embarrassing to them because everyone knows they're always the kvater couple and everyone sees that every time that they still don't have kids, which is more than likely nobody's business unless they're asking for help or it's known that they're seeking whatever methods they can in order to achieve that result, then give the honor to somebody else. The bottom line is follow the rules of a couple or appropriate tag team and give the honor to someone you care about. Certainly that person is someone you, or if that tag, or if that couple is a pair of people that you love, that's wonderful. One question which was asked to me before a bris, which I did many years ago, was that the parents had asked this couple to be the kvater, and the couple promptly informed them that the wife is currently in the state of nida. So what should they do? So simply put, to the best of my knowledge, there are really two approaches. Number one, this is nobody's business, and as it is a public ceremony, it might not matter. You should certainly not be asking them, oh, by the way, we want you to be a kvater. Are you by any chance in the state of nida right now? And they certainly should not be offering such information. There is a very good chance that nothing inappropriate will pass between them during that public ceremony beyond, of course, the baby, which is not inappropriate. However, there are some circles in some communities that have a low plug, so to speak, that they have a rule that the wife of the kvater couple brings the baby in on two pillows, and the husband takes the baby and only the top pillow. In this way, the possibility of the wife handing the husband the baby is taken away, and if in that community everybody does it this way, it removes any uncomfortable situations or needs for explaining.